yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
I think there's lots of tools that are used to get there specifically, but I think that the question behind the question is, you know, why, how do we people get motivated to that place where they actually want to change, even though they're aware of something that needs to change? And change, there's always pain in change. It may not be immense pain, but there's some pain in change. I mean, if you change, if I'm right-handed, I brush my teeth with my right hand every day, but if for some reason my right hand is not available, I'm hurt, and I have to brush with my left, that change is painful and can be because I might hit my gums, or anytime we change, there's pain in it. But when the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of change, that's when change occurs. So for me, the pain of staying the same, being trapped in the daily operations of that business, was greater than the pain of changing, giving up, not control, because I still have technical control of the company, giving up some of my salary to help offset what it was going to take to have other people run the business for a short period of time, giving up the pride and the identity and being the CEO of that company, which was probably the most difficult part of leaving daily operations, was the identity crisis I went through. But when the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of change, that's when you make the difference. So someone who says, yeah, I drink too much, but then they don't make any difference, is they still see the pain of the change greater than the pain of staying the same. So they're like, yeah, I drink too much, but it ain't that big of a deal. I'm on a quest to get down to my high school weight. I haven't been that since I graduated high school, but that's ideally, I think my body should be. And it's not been that way since high school. Been out of high school for almost 30 years. So, but I'm now on that quest because most of my life, I just accepted the fact, yeah, I'm a little overweight. You know, I could lose 10 or 15 pounds, but yeah, it's okay. Well, now I look at that as someone who's approaching 50. I'm not quite there yet, but as approaching 50, you know, in the next several years, I'm going to hit that big 5-0. Okay, I got to start taking care of this body. And so the pain of the change now is not as bad as the pain of what it might be to stay the same. So entrepreneurs have to go through that same thing. You got to be aware that you need to change, but then also realize that I need to change. I heard a friend of mine, Brad Lee, say this just the other day. He said, if you're not willing to sacrifice for something, you end up sacrificing the thing for staying the same. So either way, you're sacrificing. Now, I probably butchered the way he said that, but if you're not willing to sacrifice for something you want, you're sacrificing the thing you want for where you're at today. So either way, you're sacrificing. So you got to choose your sacrifice. You're either sacrificing the weight that you want to be, or you're sacrificing the health to not get there. So I don't know. I probably screwed. That's my best attempt at it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.